Today is Friday, January the 21st, 2022, and it's a great day to have a day here on the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. And on today's show, I break down tomorrow's game as South Carolina returns to action at Colonial Life Arena to take on the Georgia Bulldogs as Frank Martin's squad looks to snap their three-game losing streak. Guys, I'll break down the game in its entirety. First things first, we'll talk Georgia. Also, top storylines, UGA players to watch for, keys to the game, and I will lock in my prediction as well. Again, folks, we've got a packed show here on a Friday. And of course, as always, it's brought to you by our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. Guys, Upstate Movers Group, for all your moving needs in the 2022 calendar year, be sure to check out our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. You can find them on social media at Upstate Movers Group. Or of course, if you have any other questions, go to their website, upstatemoversgroup.com. That's upstatemoversgroup.com. Be sure to check them out and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. Let's get it. To hell with Georgia, the cesspool of the South. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, no matter the sport, one thing remains constant. To hell with Georgia. Folks, happy Friday. TGIF, hope you are all doing well. I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show. As always, we have got a packed show. And guys, I hope you're enjoying, by the way, you're across the state of South Carolina, of course, most of you. Hope you're enjoying your snow day, by the way. I know those who are students at the University of South Carolina campus is closed, so I hope you enjoy not having class or at least having class remotely. If you're working from home, what have you, whatever it is, hope you are enjoying your quote-unquote snow day. I, for one, am skeptical that we're actually going to get snow, but hey, you never know. We'll see. Again, appreciate you all tuning in, guys. I hope this show does find you well, and I want to say thank you all for another successful week with the podcast, the Daily Crow, the content, the merch, everything we do. Again, guys, thank you so much. And oh, by the way, don't look now. Four more Fridays as we sit exactly just 4 weeks away from opening day and the Yardcocks taking the field. Once again, how good it feels. Just 4 weeks, and it's going to fly by, folks. So, again, cannot wait for that. But, hey, we're talking basketball. We're talking Courtcocks here on today's show on this Friday. So, again, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into it. Again, a big game tomorrow at the CLA as the Gamecocks return home. Losers of three straight, and they will look to snap that losing streak against their SEC East rival in Georgia. Again, guys, the game at CLA, 3:30 tip-off on the SEC Network. Get this. Here's where things get interesting, guys. Georgia leads the series 40-37. South Carolina has beaten Georgia 10 straight times in basketball. Georgia has not beaten South Carolina in basketball since 2016. I mean, you even look back at last year, of course, the last meeting. South Carolina won that game 91-70 in a season that, again, was a complete wash. But the Gamecocks, for whatever reason, death taxes and beating Georgia in basketball. Frank Martin has the dog's number. So, again, maybe it'll be more of the same tomorrow at CLA. Georgia enters this game, guys, 5-13 overall, 0-5 in the SEC. Safe to say it has been rough sledding for Tom Crean's squad. I mean, you take a look at their schedule. And the losses in SEC play, guys, they have not been very close. Lost by 23 to Auburn, lost by 17 to Vanderbilt, lost by 16 to Mississippi State, lost by 15 to Kentucky, and actually lost by 2 to Texas A&M. But outside that A&M game, they have gotten absolutely blasted in every single conference game. Of course, again, Tom Crean, their head coach, which it's really surprising. You know, Tom Crean, one of the better basketball coaches, I think, in all of college basketball. Why is he struggling so badly? I mean, again, I get it. Tough to recruit to Georgia when it comes to basketball. They're not known as a basketball powerhouse, but still really surprising to see his team struggling this badly. Again, the Dogs are averaging 70.2 points per game. Their opponents are outscoring them on average 75.5 points per game. So again, you know things are bad when the averages are literally favoring the opponent. Guys, let's dive into our top storylines. And again, I just talked about Georgia and the rough season it's been. Obviously, we know what the Gamecocks are facing right now. Losers of three straight. You suffer a heartbreaker at Arkansas. And my top storyline, my first one at least, and what I go to is just where is this team mentally? Where is South going to mentally? Because I know where Gamecock fans are. Gamecock fans are done. Gamecock fans are checked out. There's probably many of you tuning in today say, Chris, let's talk about anything else except this basketball team. But we're not going to do that. We're going to break this thing down, of course. Where is this team, though? I mean, again, the game on Tuesday was the type of game where it can really break you. And I think it broke a lot of fans. And I wonder if there's some finger pointing going on. There's some doubt in the locker room going on. Of course, they hear the outside noise. They hear people like me and you talking about this team. You know, they see social media. Is this team able to block that out? Is this team able to overcome and, again, play their best basketball and snap this losing streak? Because I tell you what, guys, I'm not going to use the phrase must win again. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but this is just simply a game you got to have. Bottom line, you got to have it. So, again, where is this team mentally? Do they still have confidence? Are they still believing in one another? Do they believe in Frank Martin? Just where are they at? Again, I think we'll be able to tell that very, very early on in this basketball game. Again, guys, another big storyline. Like I said, winless Dogs come to Columbia, and the streak that hangs over the heads of the University of Georgia, it really is wild. I mean, 10 straight wins for Southland over Georgia. The Gamecocks just had the Dogs' number. Does that continue? And again, you talk about the mental side of things. Again, these are both teams, I would say, that are mentally sort of feeling it. Georgia's just trying to figure it out, get their first SEC win. And I don't think anybody on their schedule wants to be the first team or be Georgia's first SEC win, if you will. So again, can South Carolina, is that a mental advantage for them that, hey, we've beaten these guys 10 in a row, we've got their number, they can't handle us for whatever reason? How does that play in this basketball game, guys? Another big storyline, and I just mentioned it, and again, I'm not going to keep harping on it, but I wrote here in my notes, must win, can't lose. Either way, guys, however you want to phrase it, you have to have this game. You have to. And from this point on, every game it feels is a must win, quote unquote. I mean, especially the next two you got to have. Georgia and Vanderbilt at home, you got to have them. Bottom line, if you have any hope, and I know there's some, very few, that are still clinging to hope, if you have any hope of salvaging this season, you got to win these next two. And it starts with Georgia. You know, things are bad right now. Don't get it twisted. As you sit 1-4 in SEC play, things are bad. You lose to Georgia, they spin out of control in a way that I don't think any of us really want to see. So you got to have it. There's a lot of pressure on this game. How does this team respond? Another big storyline, guys, is this. Jermaine Cousinard and A.J. Wilson, do they return to the lineup? You know, Frank Martin saying on Tuesday night after the game, of course, those two guys did not play. Him saying that, you know, mentally they weren't there and they weren't doing certain things, which is a horrid sign, by the way, to have, especially with a veteran guy like Cousinard, who's been around Frank Martin and been around this program a lot. But do you get those two guys back? Because again, I like Jacoby Wright. I like James Reese. I like the guys we have, but Jermaine Cousinard's a very big piece of this team. And A.J. Wilson has played really, really good basketball for you. So do you get those two guys back, especially Cousinard? And I think Cousinard, guys, I think the best version of this team is with Jermaine Cousinard on the floor. So again, do you get two of your bigger pieces back? Are they ready to go? Are they mentally there for this game? And my final storyline, guys, and the one that many of you may not want to talk about is this. What's the crowd going to be like tomorrow? I mean, bottom line, what's Colonial Life Arena going to look like? Again, I know fans are checked out, and I think tomorrow is going to serve as a really interesting gauge on where fans sit right now, because you know, there's really no excuses to not go. 3:30 tip-off afternoon on a Saturday. I know the weather's going to be kind of shoddy today, but tomorrow should be completely fine. What type of crowd shows up to CLA? And again, I'm not saying this or bringing this up to, you know, indict Gamecock fans. Or if you don't go, you're a bad fan. But, you know, you can tell a lot from attendance. You can tell a lot from the way the crowd is into the game or not into the game, how many people actually show up. I think you can tell a lot from that. So, again, what is the crowd like tomorrow night at CLA? Going to be really interesting to see. Guys, let's move into dogs, players to watch for. And again, Georgia, for all the struggles they've had this year, they do have some talented players. And it starts with Kario Okwindo, 13.4 points per game, 4.2 rebounds per game. They've also got Braylon Bridges, 12.1 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. And then, of course, finally, Aaron Cook, 10.2 points per game and 2.7 rebounds per game. So, again, Georgia does have some dangerous shooters on their squad. Again, it's depth. That's a big problem for them as well. All right, let's move into keys to the game. What must South Carolina do to make an 11 straight wins over Georgia and protect their home floor at the CLA tomorrow? The first one is this, guys. As you saw at Arkansas, for whatever reason, your team has cooled off in regards to shooting. You know, I love seeing a team shoot threes, shooters shoot. That's all fine and dandy. But if you're not making them, you got to change something up. Protect the paint. Win the paint. Win down low. Win the rebounds. Win on the glass. Get Wildens, Levesque going. Maybe Josh Gray. I don't know. Maybe Woodley. But you got to get something going down low, especially until your shooters can find their groove, find their rhythm. You got to get something going down low. My second key to the game, and I'll say this one until I'm blue in the face, I might as well just make this a key to the game for every single game, but limit the turnovers. You have to. You have to. Again, I say that South Carolina is not good enough to get away with it. No team in college basketball is good enough to get away with 18 to 20 turnovers a game and win. So you got to limit the turnovers. Again, Georgia's a team you should beat. Let's go ahead and call it what it is. They're a team you should beat. I think the Gamecocks will be favored when the line drops tomorrow. You start turning the basketball over. You start giving them free possessions. That's how you let a team like a Georgia come into your place and do sort of the unthinkable and beat you on your home floor. My final key to the game, guys, is this. I talked a lot about it on this show, the mental side of things. Find your confidence. Find your confidence again. I understand what's happened. I understand what we're all saying. I understand that you just suffered a heartbreaking loss. You got to go in this game with the confidence and swagger of a team that is undefeated. You have to. You have to. Because if they come into your house and they smell blood, they will take advantage. And if you give off the implications that the body language is bad, that, oh, you know, we don't think we're very good and we're questioning our value as a team or how good we are, it could be a very long day. So, again, find your confidence, man. Find your confidence early. Hang on to it all game. Be the aggressor. Be the attacker. I think good things will happen for you. So, again, guys, my three keys to the game. Protect the paint. Limit the turnovers. And find your confidence, which leads me into my prediction. Will the Gamecocks snap their losing streak and make it 11 straight wins over Georgia? Now, again, I know many of you have mailed it on the season, and many of you are going to say, I'm picking South Carolina to lose every single game the rest of the way out. And I understand this South Carolina team is not very good. Bottom line, this team is just not playing to the sum of its parts. This team is struggling in many areas. Georgia is terrible. I mean, they are bad as 5-13, 0-5 in league play. They're bad. Georgia's bad. And I know we talked about it at Arkansas. I know we talked about it against, against Florida, how important the games were. You got to have them. I feel like this is one of those scenarios where South Carolina is just due to play better. South Carolina is just due to play better. I think they will play better. Again, death, taxes, and no matter how bad South Carolina is, the Gamecocks find a way to beat Georgia. And I think that'll be the case again. Again, I think it's more closer than we'd like. I think there's some uncomfortable moments for sure, but I think the Gamecocks do get the job done at home. And again, I think it's one of those scenarios where South Carolina is going to break through. The frustration is boiling over. They want to take it out on somebody. I think South Carolina, their shooters do find their stroke at home. I think the friendly confines serve well. And I got South Carolina lock me in getting the win. Give me Gamecocks 74, Georgia 66. Again, I think South Carolina does get the win, a win they absolutely have to get their second SEC win of the season and snap that ugly losing streak. So again, South Carolina gets a much needed win. Frank Martin gets a much needed win, and the Dogs fall to 0-6 in SEC play. And again, guys, like I said, it hasn't mattered what type of team Georgia's had or Carolina's had. Gamecocks have won 10 straight. I don't see that changing. 11 in a row. Give me Gamecocks 74, Georgia 66, as South Carolina gets the win tomorrow at CLA and sends the home faithful happy. So again, guys, hey, lock me in, 74-66 South Carolina. That's going to do it all for me. Appreciate you all tuning in. Again, guys, thank you all so much for the continued love and support all throughout the week. Again, yours truly will be at the game tomorrow. So if you're at the CLA, say what's up. Let's talk some ball. Let's talk some Gamecocks, what have you. Looking forward to a great time and interacting with a bunch of great Gamecocks. And going to be a very fun day, I think. So, again, appreciate you all tuning in, guys. Like I said, just can't say enough things about the love and support, man. What we got doing, going on with the positive momentum, with the business. And the content, everything, man. It's absolutely incredible. So again, guys, I appreciate you all tuning in. Have a fantastic weekend. And I'll leave you with this. Go Cox, beat Georgia, and we'll talk to you on Monday.